Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's great to be back after a little holiday hiatus last week. Thanks for joining us. We've got lots to talk about. You can be part of the conversation by calling us at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-3684. We'd like to hear from you. We got a couple of calls already. In just a moment, we'll talk a little bit about the way that we prescribe statins in this country and an unforeseen potential side effect of statins. But before we get to that, before we get to your phone calls, here's a story. This story really blew my mind this week because we now know that fully one quarter of women in the United States take antidepressants. And there may be an element of sexism in that because women are emotional. And actually, there's a recent book entitled, you'll excuse the expression, Crazy Bitches. Yeah, Crazy Bitches, because the idea, I mean, it's a kind of a grabbing headline, but the purport of this book is that women are often stigmatized as having mental illness when they're moody or emotional and maybe, you know, somewhat inherent in, you know, the hormonal ebb and flow that gives women creativity and insight, and they often get medicated. We want to turn them into perfect Stepford wives to their detriment. But here's a headline that's a real grabber, because so many women are taking antidepressants, and typically they take SSRIs. One of the most popular is Zoloft. And the headline is, common antidepressant increased coronary atherosclerosis in animal models. Now, admittedly, this is not a discovery yet in humans, but it's as close as you can get to people. It's non-human primates. They did the study in monkeys, and they found that a commonly prescribed antidepressant, Zoloft, caused not just a 10% or 20% or even a 50% increase in atherosclerotic plaque, but get this, it caused a six-fold increase in atherosclerotic plaque in the coronary arteries of non-human primates, according to the study. Now, admittedly, okay, we got to do this study in humans, but I trust a primate study far more than a rat study. There are a lot of rat studies where they find they can do this, that, and the other thing in rats, and I kind of go, okay, fine, yeah, rats, they're different. Let's say that they feed rats lots of meat and something bad happens to the rats, and they say, well, meat's bad for humans. Well, rats don't normally eat meat to a high degree. So, okay, that, you know, you could strike that one off. But non-human primates, pretty close to the human genetic composition. And so the commentary in this article, the medical community has known for years that depression is closely associated with heart disease. Now, well, maybe just depressed people are, they're more stressed. Depression itself causes heart problems. But it may just be that the very treatment for depression causes a higher risk of heart disease. And the monkeys that received SSRIs developed three times the amount of atherosclerosis, but the animals that were depressed, what's it like to be a depressed monkey? I don't know. There's some way that they figured that out. The amount of increase was even higher, almost six times greater in the SSRI-treated animals than in those given a placebo. So the authors conclude, our findings suggest that long-term treatment with this drug promotes coronary artery atherosclerosis in non-human primates. And this may be clinically significant for people because almost a quarter of middle-aged women in the United States take antidepressants, of which the most prescribed are SSRIs, precisely the category that Zoloft belongs to, and we need to do more research on the potential harmful effects. Okay, I juxtaposed this story with another story that came out just last week. Roseroot herb shows promise as potential depression treatment option. This comes from the University of Pennsylvania. Roseroot is also known as rhodiola, or rhodiola rosea, rose root. The product that we use is called Rosuvin. It may be a beneficial treatment option for major depressive disorder. We're not talking about minor blahs. We're talking about major depressive disorder. That means two or more major depressive episodes, depressed mood, and or loss of interest or pleasure in life activities for at least 2 weeks, as well as symptoms including significant unintentional weight loss or gain, insomnia, sleeping too much, fatigue, diminished ability to think or concentrate, and recurrent thoughts of death. That's pretty bad. So in this experiment, they gave 57 adult participants either rhodiola or the self-same Zoloft that I talked about in the previous article, the one that increases the risk of cardiovascular lesions in primates. So they compared them toe-to-toe. And what they found was the response was very similar. Patients who took sertraline were just a little more likely to report improvement in their symptoms, but it wasn't statistically significant. Patients taking rhodiola had a significant improvement, and patients on Zoloft experienced twice the side effects, most commonly nausea, and a very well-known, notorious side effect of Zoloft in women, which is sexual dysfunction, a complete loss of sex drive or sexual response. So the authors conclude that these findings suggest that rhodiola may possess a more favorable risk-to-benefit ratio for individuals with mild to moderate major depressive disorder. And they say the results are a little preliminary, but they suggest that herbal therapy may have the potential to help patients with depression who cannot tolerate conventional antidepressants due to side effects, or, I might add, they didn't write this, but I might add, or who prefer not to take drugs because of the potential unforeseen consequences of taking drugs that might emerge decades after the drug's introduction. Zoloft has been around for, oh my goodness, 25, 30 years or more. And only now are we discovering that it's got potential harmful effects on circulation in the heart. More research needs to be done, but I am blown away by that primate study. Sixfold increase in cardiovascular risk. That's got to be significant to some degree for people who take these medications long term. 888-302-3684. Let's get to Howard from Florida. Howard, you've been very patient staying on the line. Let's answer your question.
Yes, doctor. Good afternoon. I was tested and they found that I have Grover's disease.
Okay, tell our listeners what it looks like. I know what it looks like, but please describe it so people know what that looks like.
Like little pimples all over you.
They're like red spots, right? Itchy red spots. Yeah, Grover's disease. And very common in men, you know, 60, 70, 80, you know, that around that age group, you know, you probably fit that category.
Right. What could I do to help it?
Okay, so it's an uncomfortable condition. There is a nutritional therapy, and it works pretty well, and it's vitamin A. And we suggest that patients take under a doctor's supervision I will tell you to take, I think you could pretty safely take 25,000 international units of vitamin A, not beta carotene, but the retinol form of vitamin A, which is usually derived from fish. But if you're going to take higher doses, you can do so, but I would do so under the supervision of a nutritionally oriented physician because you've got to be careful. Sometimes it can cause side effects. So I'm not going to tell you to take more than 25,000. That's usually a pretty safe dose unless you're pregnant, which I don't think is likely in the circumstances. But that could help over time. That's something worth trying. But you know, any kind of skin condition may respond to diet modification. It may respond. We would have to maybe test you for food sensitivities and allergies. I don't think this per se is like just directly caused by a food allergy, but sometimes eliminating culprit foods can help skin. And also, more omega-3 fatty acids generally is anti-inflammatory for skin conditions. So getting rid of harmful oils, you know, lots of poor quality junk food oils from fast foods or, omega-6 oils, polyunsaturated corn oil, things like that. That could generally help this type of condition. But the specific therapy, it's actually been documented to help in research, vitamin A for Grover's disease. Research is there. Has any doctor suggested you take some vitamin A?
would you suggest what brand of vitamin A
25? No, it doesn't matter. It's fungible. No? It's just, you know, there's so many companies that make that type of vitamin A. It's not a brand specific thing. It's a commodity. It's over, you know, many different companies make that product. It doesn't matter which company makes it. It's the same.
I'm sorry about that. Take 25,000 every day.
Take it every day and then see if that works. I'm asking you, did any doctor ever bring that up? Because it's in the research.
No, okay. Not at all.
It's there. You can look it up. Okay? Give it a shot. Let us know in a few months if that's making a difference for you. We always like to get feedback here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back, 888-302-3684 for more of Intelligent Medicine.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You rely on me to tell you about the latest, most effective products. I've got one for you today. It's an organic bug spray, and with warmer weather coming in, it is a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray, formerly Cedarside Best Yet, from Cedarside.com. Cedarside Original is a 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control made from all-natural cedar oil, and it both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, and scorpions, to name but a few. Cedarside products may be used in and around your home, in your garden mister. And they even have a direct injection system to create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system, cedarside.com. When you check out, don't forget to type in my name, Hoffman, to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. That's 800-842-1464, and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, for free shipping. That's cedarside.com, 800-842-1464, the only pest control you'll ever need, and it's organic. Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464 for people, pets, and premises. Let's talk now to Kevin in Queens, New York. How you doing?
Hi, good afternoon, Doctor. I have a question about the Super Beats product. I've heard you say that you take it before a workout.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what time interval before the workout? Should 10 minutes before, an hour before, half hour before?
Well, that's a good question. And so Cedarside is something that builds nitric oxide. And it actually hits you pretty Cedarside is the pest control product. Let's not get confused here about the sponsors. Super Beats is something that builds up nitric oxide, and it it takes a while for the nitrates that you consume dietarily to be converted into nitric oxide. But it does take a long time. This happens fairly readily in the stomach. And so I would give it about, you know, I generally try to have it about 45 minutes before a workout. I think that that would be an adequate amount of time. But, you know, okay. if you take it, just take it like right before the workout, like, you know, take it in the, you know, bring it to the gym with you and, you know, take it right there. You might not get a benefit until, you know, halfway through your workout. So that would be the correct timing on that. Okay. Kevin's gone. All right. So Kevin liked that answer. All right, let's take a look. This one is an interesting story because there is a risk calculator that is used to determine whether people should be on statin drugs. And statin drugs have recently been implicated in diabetes. But they said, well, okay, that study was done in women. It showed a one-third increase in the risk of diabetes if you take statin drugs. And they say, well, maybe that isn't the case in men. More men take these drugs than women, so maybe that's not a big deal. Well, think again. New research published in a medical journal called Diabetologia shows that the use of statins is associated with a 46% increase in the risk of developing diabetes. And that was in men. They looked at nearly 9,000 non-diabetic men, six-year follow-up. And what they found is that after 6 years, new diabetes was diagnosed at a 46% higher rate in the men taking statins. They don't know precisely why. It may be partly because statins are disincentive to diet and exercise, but maybe something inherent in the activity of the statins that slows the metabolism. But here's the problem. There is a formula that now guides doctors to find patients at high risk who should be taking statins. It's a plug-in. You put in your cholesterol, your age, your sex, even your race, a bunch of factors, your weight, family history, boom. You get a printout. But now the accuracy of the cardiovascular risk calculator is being challenged. What they found was that cardiovascular risk calculator predicted an event rate of 9%, but actually the observed rate was only 5%, about half the risk. The risk was overestimated by 78%. So what they're saying here is that the very tool that doctors use to determine whether statins are necessary overestimates risk by 78%, thus putting more people at the risk unnecessarily of statin side effects. The game is rigged. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Beetroot juice is used by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects. Clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call $21.98 or go to intelligentbeets.com. Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Cedarside, 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, this week, a minor tragedy ensued for me. I ran out of my Super Beets. I didn't have enough foresight to tell the company to keep sending me this stuff, so I had to work out a couple of times without it. And believe me, it wasn't the same. So I called the company. I said, please rush me my Super Beets because I really come to depend on Super Beets for workout. Olympic studies have shown that 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. But you don't want to be, you know, going through the muss and fuss of making beetroot juice. It's messy. It tastes kind of icky. So consider Super Beets. It's a concentrate, and you just add a heaping teaspoon to 4 to 6 ounces of water, and you get the nitrates that build nitric oxide that help your circulatory system. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. And you also receive a free book, which is very informative, Beat the Odds, B-E-E-T. And you get free shipping on your entire order. I think you're going to love your results. And this is a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing breakthrough, Super Beets, today. So call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeets.com. We set up a special website for you, intelligentbeets.com, for the special offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. Try it for yourself with a special offer at intelligentbeets.com or give them a call at 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Now let's get to some of your calls. Let's talk to Mike. You've been waiting for a long time. How you doing, Mike?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Very quick history. For the last several years, I've had extreme bloating, fatigue, and anxiety. I'm sure you've heard it thousands of times. I've tried every supplement. I've had every test, breath test, colonoscopy, endoscopy, Heidelberg capsule. I've tried some of your supplements. Nothing seems to work. But
are you taking any medication?
I'm not. No,
okay.
I actually was a competitive runner, winning my age group in 5Ks and 10Ks, and I just went downhill.
Yeah.
So now, over the last 8 months, I'm getting a very bitter, sour, metallic taste in my mouth.
Right.
Could that only be acid reflux?
Well, it could be acid reflux. It could. I mean, I saw from the call screener that you were complaining of a sour taste in your mouth. Often medication can distort your sense of taste. It could be related to reflux. It could be related to SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, or some sort of dysbiosis, some bacterial imbalance intestinally. Also sometimes people get a degenerative change in their taste buds in their mouth. You know, it's like people have need eyeglasses or they have hearing problems. Sometimes smell and taste problems are the result of degenerative changes or, you know, perhaps some form of toxicity or allergy. So it's going to be tough sometimes to track down the specific cause of that. There's a place that actually studies that. It's in Philadelphia. It's the Monell Center for Taste and Smell. And sometimes I send patients down there when they have, peculiar sensory problems around olfaction or tasting. You know, they can do the workup, and that might be a place you can track that. It's a difficult and challenging problem, due to medication, sometimes due to, after you take antibiotics, often it changes your taste and smell. And that's why I asked you about that, but it doesn't seem like that's the case for you.
Yeah, I think I got to come in and see you.
All right. Yeah, we do the analysis. I mean, look, just because there's not an immediate, if the answer were easy, you wouldn't have to come in. These days I'm seeing really challenging patients because so many people out there are offering, so many websites offering sensible health advice that I often see like the most challenging cases. Not of mine, because I'm a nutritional detective and kind of a medical puzzle solver. All right. Let's talk now to Larry. Hey, Larry, how you doing? Larry's in Queens, New York.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I'm Larry from Queens.
Yes, sir.
And my question for doctor is, I have a a cyst on my right kidney.
Yeah.
And I took several tests. I took
You're flipping the pages there. Are you looking at the test results?
No. No, I did this one. I took an ultrasound.
Yeah.
Test, and I took a MRI of the body.
Yeah.
And I took a test with also with the iodine.
Right.
And I took an MRI, and
They said you had a kidney cyst, right? And they don't want to do anything about it, right?
No, they said I can't do anything about it.
Well, do you just have one cyst, or do you have a lot of cysts throughout your kidneys?
Just one.
Okay, so let me tell you what the deal is on that. There is a condition that's a dangerous condition called polycystic kidney disease, and it's actually a hereditary condition. It goes in families. And in that condition, there's like a lot of bubbles or cysts. They're not cancerous. They're not going to, transform into cancer. But they actually are bubbles that fill space within your kidneys, and ultimately your kidneys can fail. People with polycystic kidney disease that's hereditary have a higher risk of needing to go on dialysis or requiring kidney transplants. But one kidney cyst, that's really common, and that's the result of our excellent imaging ability. You pick up stuff that's inadvertent, and then, one test says, you got something going on there. Let's make sure with another test that it's not something dangerous, and then they lose interest after it turns out to be just a normal cyst. A lot of people have cysts, and the way that I explain this to people is that, if you have any kind of religious bent at all, in the Middle Ages, when they did paintings, they would always leave like a little imperfection in the painting because they said only God is perfect. And, you got to leave a little imperfection in the painting. Well, God may also remind us of that because like a glass blower, sometimes there's a little bubble that forms somewhere in your liver or your lung or your kidney, and it's a cyst. It's harmless. It's not going to do anything. It'll be there for life. It probably has been there for decades, undiscovered. And it means nothing, and there's no consequences, and there's no need to treat it. And even if there was a need to try and shrink that cyst, I know of nothing in nutrition, diet, supplements, enzymes, nothing that's going to make that shrink, nor need you shrink it. It's going to be there till the end of your days, and it will be of no consequence for you. So don't worry about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. All right, this one's an interesting story because we have until recently stigmatized eggs. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they avoid eggs over the years, and for no reason. I've always encouraged people to have eggs because eggs are a source of healthy nutrition. They are a balanced source of protein. They contain lots of beneficial nutrients, including lutein and zeaxanthin, very beneficial for the retina of the eye. And so only now have they come up with a new statement by the Dietary Guidelines of America exonerating cholesterol as a cause of dietary cholesterol, that is, as a cause of cardiovascular disease, and saying that people can consume cholesterol and that eggs are okay. Still, people are phobic about eggs. But it turns out not only are eggs okay, they may actually be beneficial for cardiovascular disease. Here's why. New study. University of Eastern Finland. Eating 4 eggs a week can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. By how much? 5%? 10%? No, by a third, according to new research. Scientists found that egg consumption was associated with a lower risk of the disease as well as with lower blood sugar level. Why precisely, we do not know, except that eating eggs often displaces carbohydrates. So people, typically will have eggs for breakfast, and they may have eggs for breakfast instead of a Danish or instead of some kind of sugary cereal. Eggs are a good way to start the day. If I have less than half a dozen eggs in the refrigerator, it constitutes an emergency. I got to go out and buy some more eggs because I have at least a couple eggs a day, sometimes 3 on a weekend. I'll make a big old omelet. Eggs ultimately don't have much impact on cholesterol for the vast majority of people. Small percentage of people, it does bump their cholesterol, but usually bumps their HDL as well. And according to this, reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes. Also, it was found that those who ate high-fat dairy products had a 23% lower risk of developing diabetes. So our fat phobia going out the window, and in fact, not only is it not deleterious, but it may be beneficial when it comes to type 2 diabetes, which is the number one pathway to heart attacks and strokes and a wide variety of degenerative conditions. All right, we'll answer more of your questions momentarily. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And as per usual, right toward the end of the program, we get a flurry of phone calls. We may not be able to answer all of them. But if you want your question answered, there are a couple of ways. One is, you know, this is a two-hour program. And if you are in a place where you only hear 1 hour of the program, like folks in New York on WOR, you can listen live. And our program starts at noon. You can listen live, go to drhoffman.com, and we've got a place where you can click on the live stream, and you can hear the program in its entirety. And you can call us and pose your question. You can call us an hour before the program starts in New York or wherever else you're listening from across the country and around the world. Or, alternatively, you can email us your questions to radioprogram, one word, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we won't write an answer back to you, but we will use your question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla session, which is a podcast that you can download from once again, drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, all the usual podcast aggregators. radioprogram@AOL.com, and then we'll use your question for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is great, interesting content. We have lots of time to answer questions, and you'll get your question addressed. All right, let's talk to Jack in Oregon. How are you doing, Jack? How do you listen to us, Jack, via radio station or via the Internet?
I listen to KWSW in Eureka, California.
Great.
I was wondering if a woman has had measles or been vaccinated for measles, she obviously has antibodies in her blood.
Correct.
Now, whenever she has a baby, her blood is in that baby because it has to transfer oxygen to the baby.
Yes.
Why doesn't that baby have antibodies when it is born?
That's a really good question. Let me explain how that works. And I'll use an analogy, which is a computer analogy. You know, our immune system is like a hard drive. And in fact, you know, we use this analogy all the time when we talk about computer viruses. And we also talk about antiviruses, which are like our antibodies that help us develop resistance to external viruses. But in order to have the capability to resist computer viruses, We have to download a new antivirus program, well, virtually every week, because new viruses are appearing all over the internet, right? And the same thing for viruses that occur in the real world. They keep mutating and changing. And so if nature provided us with a built-in immunity against all the viruses that your mother encountered, it would be obsolete pretty quickly. And also, it would occupy too much of your hard drive, so to speak, because your immune system has a limited capacity. So babies are born with some innate immunities, but they actually have to build their immunities. That's why little kids are getting sick all the time. They're testing the environment, and their immune system is responding to it. It's developing immunological memory to the things that it's exposed to. So it's just a matter of biology and economy kids have to develop their own immunity to new things, but it allows a little more versatility of immune response, because otherwise you'd be locked into what your mother's immune response was, and then a new virus comes along, and boom, you're dead, right? So I think that helps to explain what you're asking. Let's talk to Jim. Jim's out there in Wyoming. How are you listening to us, Jim, via radio station out there?
Right, AMKROE in Sheridan, Wyoming.
Excellent. Great affiliate.
I have a question about red rice yeast as a alternate to statins. Do the same side effects and the problems associated with statins, do they apply to the red rice as well?
Yes, they do, but only to a much less greater, much smaller extent. So many people who have that characteristic leg soreness or fatigue or even insomnia, that's even been reported that some men develop erectile dysfunction when they take statins, and we know about diabetes as a side effect of statins. This develops to a much lesser extent with red rice yeast. A lot of patients who they need to be on statins, but they can't, they don't tolerate them, I put them on red rice yeast. Often they do okay, but some of them don't. Some of them are very sensitive, and even the red rice yeast bothers them. So red rice yeast has actually been shown to be an acceptable alternative to statins. It may confer at least some of the protection that statins offer in terms of lowering cholesterol, but also, statins, the big secret about statins is they work primarily by being an anti-inflammatory. They're like an expensive version of aspirin, reducing C-reactive protein, which is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So red rice yeast will actually do that. And it turns out that the original research that produced statins was on red rice yeast. They produce various substances that then were chemically purified and synthesized that resulted in the statin multi-billion dollar industry. So the problem with red rice yeast is that they're less standardized, and unless you get a good brand, you're not sure what you're getting. You may not get as potent a version of a natural statin. And you may also get toxins, because the making red rice yeast is a little bit of a dicey process of fermentation where sometimes harmful byproducts can get introduced. The brand we're using is pretty reliable. I've checked it out and carefully selected the red rice yeast that we post at drhoffman.com. So I think it's a good way to, if you can't take a statin, it can work for you to reduce your cardiovascular risk. But keep in mind, not everybody should be taking red rice yeast. Some people say, I'm concerned about my heart, I'm going to take red rice yeast. You only really need to take it if you are at risk, because just like statins, why take it if your risk is fairly minimal? You can reduce your risk with resveratrol and fish oil and chiolic aged garlic extract and some of the natural things that don't even run the risk of side effects.
Okay, any other problems associated? My wife is on heart pressure medication. Does that make any difference?
Oh, with red rice? No, there should be not. They should be compatible. There should not be a problem. Yeah. All right. Let's take a call from Angelo in New Jersey. How you doing?
All right, Doc. I take 5 milligrams of Coumadin daily.
Yeah.
And my doctor told me not to eat anything green.
You wouldn't have a great connection, but I'll answer your question. That is the dumbest advice, and it's obsolete advice, and I wish they would stop with that mantra. When you take Coumadin, they tell you don't eat anything green. Well, the reason for that is because green leafy vegetables, particularly cruciferous vegetables, green tea, they contain some vitamin K, and vitamin K has the potential to somewhat neutralize the effect of the coumadin. So great, your coumadin works fine and protects your heart, you know, reduces the risk for a blood clot, but then you die of cancer because you haven't eaten anything green for 20 years. That doesn't make any sense at all. So what you should do is you should eat some green stuff, but on a consistent basis. You have to go in to get your coumadin checked anyway, usually a couple of weeks or so. And let's see what your INR is or your protime. And if it requires a little higher dose adjustment on the coumadin, fine, to accommodate the little bit of vitamin K that you're going to get. So, you know, I wouldn't, like, on one day guzzle 10 cups of green tea, and then on another day have zero, because then your levels are going to fluctuate a lot. Have consistent, you know, have a cup of green tea and have, you know, some green leafy vegetables. Those are healthy for you to have. Just don't vary it all the time, because then your INR is going to fluctuate so much that some days you'll be protected and some days you'll be over anticoagulated and some days you'll be under anticoagulated. That's the problem. You got to be consistent with your diet. And, you know, we got a lot of RDs who are listening to this podcast, and they're now aware. Registered dietitians are now aware that, you know, this old advice about a strict prohibition about vitamin K containing foods and people who take coumadin, the tens of millions of Americans who take coumadin, they're the very self-same people who need green leafy vegetables and some vitamin K in their diet. Vitamin K helpful for cardiovascular protection and also for osteoporosis prevention. What are you going to do? You're going to, like, deprive yourself of vitamin K completely? That's a mistake. All right. Thanks very much for listening. And I'll just call your attention to drhoffman.com. We keep mentioning it because it's a great source of information. We got lots of podcasts there. We post podcasts several times each week. And subscribe to our newsletter. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here.